The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, your boy Joe Biden's out here trying to ruin America every single day we wake up. And I'll say this, you know, maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe I'm just overzealous about conservatism and, you know, and Joe Biden is really not trying to destroy America. But when I look at the facts, I'm left to only conclude that Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, they're only focusing on progressive talking points that do not yield actual results. They only focus on doing, I would say, empty promises that deliver no results. And it's funny because the Republicans and Democrats should be on the same page, especially when it comes to things like strengthening background checks. Republicans and Democrats should be on the same page with this. Everybody want unnecessary shootings to end. We want to protect our kids that they can go to school and they don't have to worry about a gunman coming into the school killing people. Now, the country don't talk about this, but I think rational people want inner city violence to go down because that's the perpetuation of most of the murder and violence is in the inner cities, more so than people going to schools and shooting it up. Joe Biden ain't going to even mention that in his speeches about banning gun AR-15s. He's not going to even mention that. However, all we need to do is take a step back, use a little bit of common sense. What do you really think it takes in order to stop people from mass killing and people from killing other individuals with firearms? It's not an extra background check. Because last time I checked, if you don't care about murdering people, you don't care about getting a stolen gun. You take the stolen gun, you kill people with the stolen gun, therefore you've never gotten a background check. It don't matter how strenuous a background check is. Stolen guns are coming from across the border, being circulated in the United States of America. Many guns are being stolen as we speak in the United States of America, and it's circulating on the black market. I could go to the hood right now and get a stolen gun. I guarantee you I can. And I haven't lived in a hood since I was little. I can go right now, talk to a few people. Hey, you know, where I get a burn at? You know, maybe I need to work on my lingo because then they'll know that, hey, man, you sound like a cop. But I can get a stolen gun right now, no background check. Now, just say when you look at the conclusion or you look at the circumstances surrounding a lot of people who go postal, for lack of a better term, they are normal people. At first, they may not have never committed a crime. At first, so they could probably legally go and buy a firearm. And then when they go crazy, there's no background check that follow up with you. You start going crazy one night and the background check call up the police on your behalf. Hey, Mr. So-and-so going crazy. Y'all better go get him. Your background check don't do that. What needs to be done is that parents need to be monitoring their children instead of letting video games raise your kids, just like in Columbine. How are you going to be building bombs and putting guns together and building plans to go shoot up a school and you live with your parents? That's called poor parenting. There's no way in the world I'll be in a basement concocting an illegal plan and my father don't kick the door in like the SWAT team. Hey, y'all quiet down here. What y'all down here doing? What y'all doing down here? Making plans? Where my belt? That's all I would have got. My dad would have beat the Columbine out of me. Ain't no way in the world we would have been doing nothing that got to do with killing nobody. But if your parents are not monitoring you, if the red flags are showing and nobody's doing anything about it, the FBI has been warned 100 times that this person is nutty and they don't do anything about it, then, you know, those mechanisms which we already have in place are solutions to the issue. Having stricter gun laws is not going to stop it. In Chicago, Illinois, where they have some of the most strictest gun laws, people getting shot every day, all day. The murder capital of the United States of America have the strictest gun laws. I just think people should realize that laws don't necessarily divert people from committing crimes. Gun laws are like speed limits. It's a suggestion. They suggest that you go and buy a legal gun from a store and do a background check. And by in part, they expect you to be honest on your background check. You don't have to be forthcoming about certain things. If you lie on your background check, you could be subject to a felony crime. But if you want to kill somebody, you don't care about getting a felony crime for lying on your background check. And also, you know, I would just argue, I think that buying a gun should not be duly delayed. I don't think it should be. You should be able to go out and get a gun within a few hours as your constitutional rights. Now, if you're nutty and you're a convicted felon, maybe we can consider that as a society, come together and figure out what we're going to do about that. Because some people don't need a gun. They're just asking to kill a bunch of people. But at the same time, we need to have that balance between what the Constitution says and how far we should abide by that. Because it'll be unreasonable to overtax the purchase of a gun. Cigarettes, I get it, right? But a gun, that's a constitutional right. That's like overtaxing you to speak, overtaxing you to have access to documents from the government. Those things are your constitutional rights to have transparency, the right to speak, the right to vote, all of these things. An unduly tax on voting, that should not be so. That infringes on your God-given rights. You got to understand, there are rights that are given to you by God according to our Constitution. And the government shall not infringe on these rights. The government shall protect you from others infringing on your rights. The government should not infringe on any of your rights. Now, there's articulable interpretation of these things. But when it comes to banning firearms, background checks, and it's not going to matter. Go look up any statistical data. You'll realize more people die from handguns than they do AR-15s. So why are they banning AR-15s? When the problem really is handguns. And you have to be 21 to get a handgun. You can be 18 to get an AR-15. Most people are dying at the hands of handguns. Now, with that statistical data presented in front of a rational person, you'll say that should be the first thing they should go after, then the rifles. Handguns are very easily concealed. Rifles are not easily concealed. That's why people typically use a handgun to do damage to others, because you don't have this big presentation of a, you know, 18-inch barrel, 16-inch barrel. I don't know what size of your rifle. But you don't have to have this big presentation. You can put that thing in your pocket, put it in the backpack, and you know, pull it out at one point and do damage. But I just really think that the virtue signaling is where we get this legislation from. It sounds good to ban guns. It sounds good to ban the big AR-15. They use words like assault weapon, weapons of war. They use all of these terms. Because to be honest, there's no such thing as a weapon of war. They use a Glock in the weapon of war too. Soldiers have handguns too. They don't just have rifles. Is now a handgun a weapon of war? Come on, man. Give me a break. They use terminology to make you feel better, but in effect, it has no bearing. And I'll tell you this right now, this should be a telltale sign for you. If any politician proposed banning AR-15s, do not listen to that person. Don't listen to them. You and I both know, with a little bit of common sense and logic, if you propose to ban AR-15s, it has to go through the House and Senate. As that bill is being passed through the system, more people are going to buy more guns. That's exactly what's going to happen. We saw what happened in 2020. Gun sales went out the roof. Every time they give a scare, they're going to ban AR-15s. Ammo guns go out the roof. Why? Because I go buy more guns too. I'm going to be honest. And I buy a lot more ammo. because the scarcity of firearms could be upon us. But all they all the government's going to do is cause more people to go buy more guns before they ever get to the point of banning any AR-15. And if they ban AR-15s nationwide, you're going to create 100 million convicted felons right away. Not convicted felons, but people who are felons instantaneously. And how are you going to do collection of all of those rifles? And are you going to give people their money back? Because I got rifles that are very expensive, 15, 20-some hundred, 30-some hundred. You going to give my money back? Or the government just going to confiscate my stuff, go sell it to the black market, sell it to Ukraine, and then now we are without, and they give me $50 a gun? You got to be smoking crack. It makes no sense all the way through. So I just want you to know that is when these politicians come out and say things that they say, mostly on the Democrat side, they don't care about you. They just care about a talking point that'll make you vote for them. That's all they care about. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Today, I want to direct your attention to a situation that is happening in countries throughout our hemisphere. Because of interrupted planting cycles, rising food prices, and the lingering impact of COVID, the list of families unable to feed their children grows longer by the day. Today, I'm partnering with Food for the Poor to provide urgently needed food to a list of families in crisis. Food for the Poor works with the poorest of the poor and the communities in the Caribbean and Latin America. Today, a mother is praying for just a single meal to silence her children's sharp hunger pains. Because food is distributed by pastors and ministers on the ground, your generous gift is literally an answer to prayers. Because of a meal-for-meal match, every gift of $144 releases a year's worth of food for a family of four. Your gift means hungry children receive two meals a day for the next 365 days. Knowing your gift will never have more eternal impact, will you rescue one family, three families, or even 10 families? Go to theofficertatum.com and click on the red Send Food banner. Text the keyword Tatum to 91999 and you will get a link to make your life-saving gift. Or to give your gift by phone, call my toll-free number at 855-918-4673. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. As economic conditions worsen throughout Latin America, my annual spring campaign for the Christian nonprofit organization Food for the Poor is more important than ever. The organization helps feed the poorest of the poor right here in the Western Hemisphere. But Food for the Poor president and CEO Ed Ryan says his staff can only reach starving kids if you help us.
We work in 20 countries in the Caribbean and Latin America, and people who have no other resources except the incredible generosity of typically Americans who, you know, time and time again, you know, really just give from the bottom of their heart and through their love for thy neighbor. And so this is a faith-based organization, and through our church networks in all these countries, we're able to get the aid to where it needs to be.
And that's incredible. And so instead of these children going hungry, you can help make it possible that these kids have food, nutrition, and food for an entire year. All you have to do is go to theofficertatum.com and click on the banner at the very top of the website, and you can give a tax-deductible donation. You can call it in as well if you don't want to go to the website, 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-HOPE. Just $72 provides two kids two nutritionist meals for an entire year. $144 gives four kids two nutritionist meals for an entire year. So $72, two kids, two meals for an entire year. $144 give four kids two meals a day for an entire year. Text Tatum to 91999 if you want us to send you a link to give a donation. Regardless of how you do it, make sure you do it, not grudgingly or of necessity, but be a cheerful giver. All right, I got a whole bunch of stuff that I want to talk about. The Trump and Ron DeSantis thing is starting to boil over. In my personal opinion, you know, people are saying that Ron DeSantis, did I say Ron DeSantis? That Ron DeSantis is running a shadow campaign. But there are things that it really bothers me, and it makes me question who is really who they are, who is really authentic in this whole thing. So I was reading an article just today my producer sent it to me. It says Trump PAC, and I'm going to read this with a grain of salt, and I want you to listen with a grain of salt. Trump's super PAC files ethics complaint against Ron DeSantis. Now, I don't know if Trump has anything to do with the direction of this super PAC. It may be a conflict of interest if he did. But let me just read to you sort of what this is all about. It says, according to the 15-page complaint, the Trump super PAC MAGA Inc. is calling on commissions to investigate DeSantis for allegedly leveraging his elected office and breaching his associated duties in a coordinated effort to develop his national profile, enrich himself and his political allies, and influence the national electorate. It says through public noncommittal, privately sources say DeSantis' presidential candidacy for the upcoming presidential election is inevitable. As such, the complaint claims that DeSantis is already a de facto candidate for president of the United States of America because he has been engaging in a variety of activities such as meeting with donors, reaching out to potential staff through his allies, and courting influential Republicans in early voting states. The complaint request that the commissioner take disciplinary action against DeSantis by either removing him from office or publicly censuring him or imposing a fine. Donald Trump has been intensifying his attacks on Ron DeSantis, who recently polled shows that Donald Trump is the strongest potential GOP challenger, or he's Trump's strongest GOP challenger. It's kind of weird that these things are going on because I really believe that I'm being tricked, right? Because there's a part of me that's under the impression that the MAGA Republicans, Donald Trump, is moving very strong and that most of America wants Donald Trump. This is what I feel like I'm being led to believe. And there's a part of me that kind of believe that. Like, you look at the polls and you say Donald Trump is ahead in the polls by a lot. But then you look at the actions. Donald Trump is consistently attacking Ron DeSantis. A Trump-led, or I don't know if it's Trump-led, but a Trump super PAC called MAGA Inc. is now attempting to get Ron DeSantis removed from office. Because they're claiming that he is creating a shadow campaign. Now, I don't know what's what, but I kind of think that if you are going to run for office, you need to put your toe in the water, right? You're not just going to jump in. Put your toe in the water and see what kind of traction you get. There may be people behind the scenes that will say, oh, yeah, if you run, we're going to give you $100 million. That's something you may want to know before you run for office. I guarantee you, if I was going to run for a position, I know people right now that said, look, we got you. We'll raise money. I got a bunch of wealthy friends. They'll raise money for you. If you ran for office, we need people like you in office. Now, before I were to run for office, I don't know if it's not legal to do it, but I would want to communicate with these people and talk to them and get to know them in an unofficial way. So I would say, okay, I'm getting the vibe that these people real come through because I'm going to need money to be raised in order for me to win in the campaign. Is that weird for Ron DeSantis to be, in some case, unofficially communicating? He's supposed to go cold turkey? He's doing his full-time job and he's supposed to abandon that to just start running for office one day? I mean, I don't know. If it's illegal, it's illegal, and Ron DeSantis should be in trouble for it. But for Trump and his people to be going this hard after DeSantis, it's kind of interesting. It's like you didn't do this about Nikki Haley or Ramaswamy, Vivek or Vivek Ramaswamy. You're not that concerned about any other candidate but Ron DeSantis. So Ron DeSantis, in his shadow campaign, must have a lot of traction amongst big donor people and big influential people. Now, Chip Roy from Texas have already made an endorsement of Donald Trump. I mean, not Donald Trump, but Ron DeSantis. Conservative Texas Representative Chip Roy. It said, in his quote, he said, America needs a leader who will truly defend her and empower the people against the destructive forces of unrestricted government and corporate access or excess. Profligate I think that's what they say, profligate spending and woke cultural indoctrination is what Roy wrote in a press release. As governor, he unequivocally has made Florida stronger and freer. Economic growth and prosperity in Florida surged under his firm rejection of the devastating COVID mandates used us by a foolishly empowering Washington bureaucrats. And so he's alluding to the fact that he believes in Ron DeSantis's leadership. Let's talk about this more because I wanted to hear from you guys if you call in. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. New report, the government is warning of a known safety threat that poisons thousands of Americans every single year and worse. Craig didn't know his wife and his kids were going to die that night. Craig tried to do the right thing during Hurricane Ida. He bought a gas generator and fired it up. But during the night, deadly carbon monoxide seeped out of the gas generator and into Craig's home. It poisons Craig's wife and his two children in their sleep, fire officials say. The sad part is, Craig isn't alone. What's even worse, Craig's tragedy didn't have to happen at all, thanks to a new generation of portable, safe, silent, and 100% fume-free generators that is now available to all Americans, even those who think they might not be able to afford it. The Patriot Power Generator is a solar generator that doesn't use gas, so it doesn't have fumes. And instead of being loud, it is quiet as a laptop. Plus, it's so lightweight, you can take it with you, even use it inside. And it's powerful enough for your phone, medical device, or even your fridge. And right now, you can go to 4patriots.com, that's the number 4patriots.com, and use code Tatum to get 10% off your first purchase on anything in the store, including the Patriot Power Generator. Just go to 4patriots.com, that's the number 4patriots.com, and use code Tatum. Tatum to get 10% off. That's 4patriots.com. Use code Tatum and get yours today. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Make sure you go to Salem News Channel to get news coverage from all types of conservatives that are here on the Salem News Channel. So all of the Salem News hosts are syndicated live on the Salem News Channel every single day. My show, the first hour, which is the hour that you listen to now, is syndicated live on the Salem News Channel. All you got to do is go to SalemNewsChannel.com, download Salem News Channel on your apps, and Salem News Channel on the app, and you can get it on the Roku. All right, let me finish the conversation we were having about this Trump DeSantis thing. I'm really torn. You know, me and my wife kind of disagree. You know, sometimes she go, "Oh yeah, Ron DeSantis is a part of the deep state," and I'm like, I don't think so. I mean, the way he's running Florida, I can't see how he wouldn't be an ally to Trump. I just don't understand. Like, I think that I'm telling you guys, I hope that you guys are hearing me. These people know what's going on and they show you something different. I honestly believe that Trump knows that Ron DeSantis is going to beat him in the primary. We don't know that. I think Trump knows that. And I think that Ron DeSantis is getting his ducks in a line so he can jump into the race with a full head of steam. And I bet Ron DeSantis have insight on the Mar-a-Lago thing. And I bet you. And I bet that's why. I bet people are grumbling and rumbling in certain groups that they are coming out against Donald Trump and they will not support him. I think that Trump knows it. I think other people know it behind the scenes. In front of the scenes, these polls, I think they pay to make these polls the way they want them to be. I think all of these things are going on. But behind the scenes, these people know what's really going to happen. And they lead us to believe that there's going to be some alternate scenario as they raise money and continue to grow their personal profile and argue with each other. I just honestly believe there's no way whatsoever that Donald Trump is going this hard against DeSantis if he didn't think DeSantis was a legitimate threat. Like legitimate threat. And I just have not heard Ron DeSantis say a single word about Donald Trump. And I'm telling you guys right now, and you may not believe me, a lot of conservatives that you love do not support Donald Trump anymore for president. They do not support him for 2024. I have been on the phone. I've been texting with the biggest conservatives, social media conservatives in the movement, and they have all, I don't think there's been one of the big conservatives that I know that said that they're going to support Trump. All of them say they're going to support DeSantis. And you guys don't know that because they don't come out and say it publicly. They don't even talk about it. But behind the scenes, there's text messages. And the same thing happened with just recently with Tucker Carlson. Did you guys see those text messages where he said we need to move on from Trump? Like, I mean, these big people that you think are on the side of Trump and all of these conversations that are being had behind our back that we have no idea about. I think it's trending in a different direction than Donald Trump. Now, I don't have no loyalty to anybody other than America. And I want the best person to be the president in America. I don't care who you are, where you are. It's my competitive spirit, like when I was playing football. Hey, man, the new rookie's coming in. You better go to work. This job ain't promised to you. Them young boys put in work in spring ball. You're going to be outside of a job. Yeah, we like you. Yeah, you're a good team player. But if you're not competing harder than this person, you're going to be riding on the bench. This is not a charity. You don't get a pass and get a like, because we like you, we're just going to make you this way. The country owes it to you to do this. We're just going to make you that person. It's like, nah, man, we need to compete. We need some competition. I don't care if Donald Trump win the primary, I'll vote for him. I'll vote for Donald Trump. If DeSantis win the primary, I'm going to vote for DeSantis. If Nikki Haley wins the primary, I'm voting for Nikki Haley. Ramaswamy wins the primary, I'm voting for Vivek Ramaswamy. I mean, you ain't even got to ask me twice. Any Republican that win the Republican primary, I'm voting for them. Unless it was Mitt Romney or something, but I'm still voting for Mitt Romney because Mitt Romney is better than these Democrats. I think, even if he bad, I mean, he ain't. Listen, at least the Republican name will be up there. Because I don't want nothing to do with the mission and methods of these Democrats. But I really do think that there's something going on behind the scenes, and these people don't tell us the truth. Fox News got caught saying that they don't even believe that the election was stolen. They behind the scenes saying they don't believe the election was stolen, and then they kind of passive on it when they're in the public. I'm telling you, y'all, there's something going on back behind the scenes, and we better be paying attention. Let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it works well for me. And I encourage you to give it a try. Go to the website, relieffactor.com. Look at all the reviews. Look at what people are saying. And maybe while you're looking at it, you can find some common ground with someone who has the issues that you believe you want to be rescued from. So go to relieffactor.com, get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. That's an incredible price for what it can do for you. So go to Relief Factor, 3-week quick starter, take it, watch it work, order more, or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. Ladies and gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. Let me tell you about the MyPillow. If you're looking for MyPillows, look no further. Go to MyPillow.com and you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the brand new iteration of the famous MyPillow. The original MyPillow was amazing. The MyPillow 2.0 is just that much better. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio, listen to Square, put in promo code Brendan, and you'll get the buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillows. So go, if you're a person who you know you need to get some better pillows. They all dusted, crusty. If you take the pillowcase off of it, it will give you a nightmare. And the pillow's all lopsided, warped. One side is bigger than the other side. One side got chunks missing. You know you need some better pillows. Go to MyPillow.com and get your butt some better pillows. All right, let me, I want to state this and then I'm going to move on. I think that there's a shadow situation happening here on both sides. The whole release the Kraken. Like, I wish that they could come up, they could find some of these text messages from what's her name? Nick, you remember that lady's name?
Sydney Powell.
Sydney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and all these other people, because they swear before God they had a smoking gun, and that smoking gun never came. I don't know where it's at. I ain't seen no smoke nowhere. And then where's Sydney Powell at? I ain't never seen her again. Have you seen her? Have you guys seen Sydney Powell? I haven't seen her on social media. I haven't seen them on. I haven't seen her on anybody's interviews. I haven't seen her anywhere. She literally said that they had more than a smoking gun. They said this will be turned over. I'm guaranteeing we got evidence that nobody's seen before and all this other stuff. And then now that I look back, I'm like, they may have been just lying to us. She may have made that whole thing up. And then we raised all of that money for the fund, but maybe I'm out of the loop. Where did that money go? They raised millions of dollars for legal defense to support in the election. And I don't know where that money went. It didn't go back to the people that donated. And there was not one court proceeding where they could have used that money for lawyer services. Not one. Not one hearing. None of that. They were completely dismissed all the way from the Supreme Court all the way down, with Trump appointees in the Supreme Court. Now, people could say that they were afraid to take that challenge. Maybe, maybe not. But where is Release the Kraken at? Why did Fox News get caught saying that they don't believe that the election was stolen? You know, what are they really talking about versus what they make us think they're talking about? Donald Trump, and going into 2020, I just knew he was going to sweep Joe Biden. I just knew it, man. But were we getting a different conversation than what was really going to happen? You know, I always look at this and I say, let me play devil's advocate with myself so I can be more informed. How did we wait until after the election to try to fight for election integrity? Because before the election, I don't remember us even talking about the cheating that was going on until right before the election was happening. And I heard some people talking about, oh, I think they're going to cheat this way, cheat this way, cheat this way. We did nothing. Trump was in office for 4 years. The first 2 years of it, we did nothing to secure and make sure that the election wasn't going to be quote unquote stolen. And then after we lose, we're on this manhunt trying to figure out what happened and trying to do something with the election before it gets certified. And then we're dumb enough to get tricked into the Capitol situation where January 6th happened. It just made me wonder, like, ladies and gentlemen, are we the dummies here? Are we getting played here? Man, their policies are bad. Anybody can see that. You know, Ray Charles can see, and Stevie don't have to wonder. It's clear that their policies are not as good as ours. But are we being, lured in this allure that Donald Trump is incredibly popular with everybody, and that the media that we're consuming is saying Donald Trump, everybody's liking Donald Trump. Oh, the black people are liking Donald Trump. And we're getting all this information that's just getting fed to us. And we have a false sense of victory coming. Cause I could have sworn it was going to be a red wave, red tsunami, red Armageddon. I thought we were going to see the biggest victory in Republican history. And we lost almost all these key spots. And then it made me think, are we really on the right track? Are we getting lied to? Is Donald Trump really not that popular amongst the electorate as a whole? We know he's popular on the Republican side, but are independents that turned off with Donald Trump? Now, we may not understand it because we don't care about what they care about. We care about the policies. And is somebody going to lead this country with strength? But at the end of the day, it's like, are we getting misled? Because we can't keep saying it's just cheating every time we lose. But when we win, we don't even argue about it. We just won. We just landslide these fools. We just flip these seats. You know, we flip seats in Oregon, too. Which how do you flip a seat in Oregon? But I guess they didn't cheat in Oregon, but they cheated over here. Same thing with Kerry Lake. I often say, man, Kerry Lake, I just knew Kerry Lake was so popular. And her social media following, everybody I knew on the conservative side was voting for Kerry Lake. I just knew she was going to dust Katie Hobbs off. It wasn't even going to be close. I thought she was going to win by 300,000-400,000 votes. But then when the election came, it was like there's a lot of people that didn't vote for Kerry Lake. How many people were not saying anything, yet they were going to turn on Kerry Lake? It's weird to me because I don't necessarily think all of the loss that occurred was through cheating. I think they cheated in the election in 2020 and in the election in Arizona. But it just made me wonder, am I being foolish and thinking that everybody in the world is thinking like me when we may be a small group of people compared to the Democrats and the independents? Now, I hope that people that are listening to me are fair enough to say it's a concept to think about. I'm not making a definite statement. It's just questions that pop up in my mind when I think of the results versus what I perceive the results should be. How much time do I have? All right, let me tell you guys about Relief Factor before I go to the break. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it works well for me. And I encourage everybody to take Relief Factor. Everybody in my office that work here that complain, I say, get you some Relief Factor. Go ahead and take it for a couple weeks, and you're going to feel better. Better than ever, actually. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Give it a try. Look at the reviews. Start with the 3-year quick starter for $19.95. Or you can call the number 804-RELIEF. I want you guys to feel the amazing way that I felt by taking Relief Factor. So go to Relief Factor right now. Hold the phone, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back after the break.
844-900-7243.
How at
you, boy?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to tell you guys about the new docufilm or docudrama, Israel Survives. It's called Against All Odds, Israel Survives. You can stream it live or stream it free on SalemNow.com. Go to SalemNow.com, and I want you to witness the miracles of Israel's formation and protection in this powerful docudrama. You can watch it for free, Against All Odds, on SalemNow.com. I know nothing about money and finance, but I wanted to make mention about this Silicon Valley Bank. As soon as my friend get back from vacation, I'm going to have him come in, Mark Mattson. He's the owner of Mattson Money. They manage billions of dollars, and he's a money manager, been doing it for a very long time. And I want to talk to him about the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank. But one of the things that I've read here with Breitbart, and I understand that Breitbart is conservative, and they may be, you know, biased towards conservative ideology. I'm not saying that it's wrong, but I put that in perspective when I read any of these articles. But the article reads that Silicon Valley Bank, whose collapse last week has triggered a global bank crisis, donated over $73 million to the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm going to read this quote. It says, at the point of reference, $82.9 billion is more than the GDP of 46 African countries. In 2022, the Ford Motor Company profits were $23 billion. They also noted the sum of $82.9 million includes more than $123 million to the BLM parent organization directly, as well as much more to other organizations supporting the BLM agenda. It says the list reveals that several popular corporations from a wide range of different industries supplied the movement with large sums of cash. Walmart, for example, which is based in Arkansas, gave a whopping $100 million in support of Black Lives Matter and related causes focusing on racial equality. Amazon gave even more, supplementing the supply in the movement with an astonishing $169 million. Silicon Valley Bank gave the movement $73 million. Now, I don't know how that works with your money, but apparently when people went to draw money, the bank didn't have it. And I want people to understand that, too, is that the bank that you put your money in, especially you put a large lump sum of money, that bank is taking your money and investing your stuff. They don't really have all your money on hand. I don't think they have everybody's money on hand in everybody's bank account. It's almost like a Ponzi scheme. This is the way I think of it, that they got some cash on hand. Everybody's not using all their money at one time. And so if somebody make a big withdrawal, they could probably shift money from one part to the next part and let that person make the full withdrawal. And therefore, they really don't have these other people's money, hoping that everybody don't pull their money out at the same time. But let's talk about it more after the break. Hold the phone. I'll be back. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you can ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he's discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable feel of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free offer with my promo code Brandon. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to get to the buy one, get one free offer. Enter promo code Brandon or call 800-976-8379 to get your MyPillow 2.0s now.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Let me get Jeff from Sacramento. Jeff, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hey, listen, this whole bank issue, Silicon, I'm listening to talk show all day long, and sure, they're talking about the banks and the, how they got bailed out and all that stuff, but nobody is talking about Jennifer Newsom, who's Gavin Newsom's wife, and how she's a partner involved in the bank. And they did not reveal this. They did not. I mean, Katie Grimes wrote about this in the California Globe, but nobody's talking about this. I thought we wanted Gavin Newsom out of office. I mean, what better way than to start hounding and pounding and kicking down his door and having him give explanation of what's going on here? What have you guys done?
Right, Jeff. No, I agree with you. You know, the funny thing is, and it's actually a sad thing, too. I feel like it's already set in stone. The people that don't like Gavin Newsom, no matter what he do, he's out. I feel like people who like Gavin Newsom, they don't care that his wife has some association and partner with the bank. They don't care. They're going to vote for them anyway. They want progressive. They want a progressive America. They want a green America. They want forest fires and high taxes. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't talk about it. I just haven't heard it. I just haven't heard these details. But, you know, I just think some people are going to turn a blind ear to it. They don't care. Gavin Newsom is the bank is like one of many things. Gavin Newsom is bad enough, and they still voted for him, even in the recall. He survived the recall in California. So it's crazy.
I still think that's debatable. I mean, you don't be neck and neck with Larry Elder, 50-50%. And then at 8 o'clock, they call the race and he's up like 60-70%. And really, you want it. Usually we waited till midnight for them to count the votes. I think that this thing was rigged. Sorry, but I don't see conservatives ever winning another election, especially after the last presidential election.
Oh, winning another, you saying presidential election or gubernatorial election in California?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, Jeff, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I agree, man. It's just, how do we know what's what? You know, like, I'm telling you, y'all, it's like, I'm starting to question everything, man. I'm like, are they cheating? Or we just have a losing strategy? But if they are cheating, how are they cheating? And can we stop it? Is there a legitimate way to overcome the cheating that they're doing? Or is our side selling us a nightmare, selling us a dream, and they know ain't nothing we're going to do, and they know they ain't going to ever win again, but they don't want to tell us that because then what's the point of them running for office? What's the point of them raising money? And I'm not saying every politician that raised money is nefarious, but y'all got to understand, like, listen, I've been in this world for like 4 or 5 years now. I'm starting to get it now. I'm starting to see where corruption can happen. Some people use running for office as like a way of life. I want you guys to understand what happens when a person actually runs for office. It's not that they run for office and they're just out there on the campaign trail, working their butts off, trying to do the will of the people. Some politicians that run, that's what they do. Others, they literally raise money to spend money to elevate their profile. They become more popular. They become well known. They get in rooms with very prominent people. They get all of the big money people, big money donors that they can then tap into later on when they have other things that they want to get involved in. Their special interests. There's all of these different things that go into running for office. And this is why you see people like Major Williams in California. I don't know if you guys know who he is. He's a complete fraud, in my opinion. He sued my wife and lost the lawsuit, and he still owes us money, but still won't pay it. He needs to come up off that money. And if you vote, and if you gave money to him, you need to reconsider. Go look at his FEC report. Look at the fact that he has no chance to win. Ran as mayor of Pasadena, lost by a lot. Then ran for, did he run for mayor of Los Angeles? He went straight to governor. He went for mayor of Pasadena. Then he went from governor of California. He's like, bro, you couldn't even make mayor of Pasadena. Why are you running for governor of California? Because it's a money grab. It's an opportunity to leverage those same voters and sell them a dream. Let's make history. Let me be the first Republican black governor of California and with no name recognition and no work experience, no legitimate leadership experience. And these people use their leverage to gain celebrity status, and then they write a book. Or then they go work for somebody else. It's the same thing about people running for president. Do you really think Nikki Haley thinks she's going to win against Donald Trump for president? Nikki Haley ain't running for president to be the president. She's running for president to get her name out there, to raise a lot of money, and to fight to be a cabinet, get a cabinet seat with Donald Trump, vice president seat with Donald Trump. That's what they're running for. They're not running. She's not, well, it's specifically her. I don't think she's running because she wants to be the president. Same thing with Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know how to say his name. Same thing with him. You think he's going to beat Trump? No. Now his name is circulating. The dude is an entrepreneur. So whatever business venture he's involved in, people are going to begin to know about his business venture. He's going to be on interviews. He's going to be touted around the world. He's going to be on the same stage with Donald Trump. If he says something really incredible, people are going to be like, well, who is this guy? Who is this guy? It's a way to boost your personal profile and then leverage that relationship into making more money. Okay. I see it. I see people do this all the time. And I know that some people are running with good faith, but then there, I want us to understand there are also people who are not running for good faith. And it's a network of these grifting people, and they talk to each other about it, and they sell each other, you know, the sauce to teach you how to grift and how to make these people think you're going to win an election and know you're going to lose. But you take that money, roll it over into a super PAC, raise a lot of money, consult the super PAC. You pay yourself a consulting fee to consult with the super PAC you started. I know somebody who did that. I don't want to say her name, but she lost a lawsuit against Candace Owens. She tried to sue Candace Owens for $1 million and lost. Ended up having to pay Candace a couple hundred thousand. Okay. I'm giving y'all some of that grassroots intelligence that a lot of people won't talk about. All right, let me get a couple people in who are calling into the show. Let me go with Bill from Atlanta. Welcome to the Office Tatum Show.
Hello there. We have losing strategy and losing strategy due to also voter fraud. In 1993, I hand-delivered what I call a contract with America to Newt Gingrich. He was my congressman at the time. And you go back to the 1994 election, everything that he mentioned that I mentioned in my contract with America, none of it was part of the public contract with America that they showed. Anyway, we won big in 1994 and took over Congress for the first time in 40 years. Anyway, in 1995, I again gave Newt, hand-delivered it, and to some other people, the RNC, and another contract with America. It was identical to the 93. I said, let's get her done. And what did Newt tell me? He said, Mr. Bryan, there were so many negatives assigned to that that we're not going to have that. And I said, negatives? The media hated it. They called it a contract on America. It's not a contract with America. And we won big, and it would have been honorable. One of the items was massive voter fraud. I had 10 items. Build a ballistic missile system. English as the official language of the United States. Stop voter fraud. In 1996, there were over 3 million fraudulent votes.
Right. Bill, I'm getting ready to go to the break. Thank you so much for the call. I think that was a good idea. Maybe we do need another contract with America, some leverage point. I mean, English should be the official language of the United States of America. How have we not established that at this point? I used to think that it was, but we haven't established it as so. I think English should be we need to have pride in America. Like, we've done so much good as a country. We should have pride in our country. You know, these liberals want to take a back seat and act like we're the worst country on planet Earth and we should acquiesce to everybody else. No, we created something special, and we should take pride in that. We should unite in that. And people that don't want to be a part of that, don't come to this country. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. I want to tell you guys about my campaign with Food for the Poor, the Christian nonprofit relief organization that have helped so many people in Central America, especially in the Latin and Caribbean. I want you guys to hear this or listen to my explanation of this, and then you can make your decision from here. We live in a country that we have an incredible benefit that we don't have to worry about going hungry. We really don't have to worry about being homeless for the most part. And we don't have the same ailments and things that these other countries are facing. Countries like Venezuela, countries like Guatemala. I mean, you can go down the list. People are literally waking up today wondering, are they going to have enough food for their children? They're waking up today wondering, am I going to have to sacrifice this and this and this so my kids can eat enough to do this and this? And then a week later, we're not going to know what's going to happen. However, you have the power to feed two kids or four kids or how many other kids you want to support two meals a day for an entire year. How much would that cost you to feed two kids two meals a day for an entire year? $72. $72 that you donate to the Food for the Poor organization will help feed two children two meals a day for an entire year. I can't believe, I don't know how they do it. I'm scheduled to go to Guatemala and see for myself what kind of philanthropic things that Food for the Poor is doing. Of course, I hear the reports. I hear testimony from other people. I see excerpts of it. But I'm going to go physically in person and see for myself how wonderful this organization is. And I want you to understand that a little bit of money goes a long way. So if you have $72 to give, not grudgingly or of necessity, but cheerfully give, you can bless two kids, two meals a day for an entire year. If you have $144, four kids, two meals a day for an entire year. So go onto my website, theofficertatum.com. Click the banner at the very top of my website, and you'll be able to click and make a donation there. Or if you go to, you text Tatum to 91999. That's Tatum to 91999. We'll send you a link so you can submit a donation there. Or you can call the number, 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-HOPE. I didn't forget what I was talking about with the gentleman that had called in. Let me go on to another caller. Let me go to Donald from Georgia. Welcome to the Austin Tatum Show. Donald, welcome to the show.
Brandon, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Brandon, exactly tell me, do you know what is ballot harvesting?
Yeah, so from my understanding, in certain jurisdictions, they allow for one person to take other people's ballots to turn them in for them. So, for instance, one person can go to a nursing home and collect everybody's ballots and be the liaison to turn those ballots in to the election officials on their behalf. And so, you know, the benefit of that is that you can go and you can take people's ballots and write in whatever you want to write in, because it's not a one person, one vote, one ballot. It's one person can take 100 votes if they wanted to and turn Brandon, them in. Yes, sir.
Brandon, I'm 63. We used to use paper ballots and we'd do it on the same day. They cheating, cuz. They are. They have been since when they came out with these Dominion voting machines.
Uh-oh.
Now, you caught me at a good time. I had to work late today. I ain't driving a couple of coolers.
Did y'all get that?
I'm still good. But, yeah, that's what they're doing. They're cheating.
Donald, thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for the call. I do think that there are some nefarious things that have gone on in the election. And I think that I don't know what to think, man. You know, people have passed laws that say they can ballot harvest. The question is, why don't we ballot harvest? Why don't we go to up the street in our communities and make sure everybody's voting? Make sure the people at the home, and you don't have to lie and cheat and feel like they ballots for them, but just make sure they understand how to register. If they're registered, that they turn in their votes. If we multiply that times thousands, I mean, that could be a tremendous amount of votes that we add into the election on our part. Especially if it's legal to ballot harvest. Now, if it's illegal, I wouldn't recommend doing that whatsoever. And if you catch somebody, do it and turn them in. But if it's legal to ballot harvest, it's funny because we're trying to play the morale game on something that's not even a moral thing. You know, we want to say, oh, I don't think it's right to ballot harvest. Democrats are taking advantage of it, and they're getting 50, 60,000 more votes than we do. And that can accumulate pretty fast. So, in my personal opinion, we need to take advantage of every strategic measure that they took advantage of legally. If there's ways that they're going and getting homeless people to vote, there ain't nothing wrong with encouraging homeless people to fill out a ballot and vote if they're eligible voters, or help them be registered to vote. What's the problem with that? To me, I think that's smart. To me, I think that's helping them not be disenfranchised. If you have the right to vote, it don't matter what your home status is. Help them vote. You may run into like 50,000 homeless people, or I mean, just say 5,000, 10,000. Just say you ran into 15,000 homeless people and you got them to vote. That would have sworn the election here in Arizona if you got them to vote Republican. And you may not even have to trick them or nothing. You say, hey, do you agree with this, this, and this, and that? Well, hey, that's what the Republican platform is. Do you agree with this, this, and that? That's the Democrat platform. Hey, you make your decision. You grown. What would you like to do? Or maybe you can't even talk to them about the election. Just give them a ballot. Let them fill something out. You know, those things can be easily accomplished on our side. But the reason we don't do it, I don't know. You know, we claim that they're doing all this cheating. But if they're doing this cheating and getting away with it, why don't we cheat? I'm just saying. I'm not suggesting that you cheat. But what I'm saying is that if you notice that they're manipulating this and manipulating that, why don't we manipulate stuff? If they somehow adding ballots to the ballot at the end of the day, why are we not doing it? If they're doing it and getting away with it, then what are they going to do, bust us and not them? If they come after the Republicans and say, you guys cheated, you added ballots, so did they. So round it up. I just think we're getting too caught up in the cheating thing. Like, I can ask a person that's conservative today and say, have Republicans ever cheated in an election? And people will literally say no, or they haven't even thought of it. It's like, I think Republicans probably cheat in elections too. And I think Democrats cheat as well. I think everybody cheating in these elections. However, the will of the people will sustain if we turn out to vote. I did a poll on my YouTube channel. 20%, and it was over 100,000 people that took my survey. 20% of the people didn't even vote. I mean, what do you say about that? They just didn't vote. And then in the comment section, people are like, oh, they cheating anyway, so why would I vote? There you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. How many people are just sitting out of the election because they believe their vote don't count because of cheating? Democrats aren't sitting out the election. We sitting out our own elections and losing because our insouciance to voting. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Let me tell you guys about the Salem News Channel. If you are looking for an incredible show, if you're looking to listen to a variety of opinions, most of which are conservative, but a different range, you know, variety of different topics that we talk about. You know, Hugh Hewitt, I think, is more of a moderate person than me being a right-wing conservative. And I call myself right-wing as in jest because these people really think I'm right-wing. And right-wing just means that you have common sense. And the racists, I don't know, they off the cliff. But anyway, and they really on the left side, to be honest. But go to SalemNewsChannel.com, SalemNewsChannel.com to see my show syndicated live every day, the first hour of my show. You can also download the Salem News Channel on the app. So go to the App Store, Android or iPhone. Put in Salem News Channel in your search and you'll find the app, download the app and watch every single day. All right, let me finish what I was saying. I think that, you know, in this election cycle, I just really wonder what the truth is. You know, I feel like we've been lied to for so long and I feel like people have, maybe I'm the naive one. I just feel like I'm starting to learn a lot, but I feel like I'm behind. I'm like, really, people do that? I didn't think people did that. Really, that's what people do when they run for election? Oh, that's what people do at CPAC? They hooking up and cheating on their wives and stuff? That's what people do at CPAC? That person did that at CPAC? I thought they were just regular people. I'm not trying to say that everything happens like that, but I didn't think that people were doing stuff like that. Maybe I'm totally naive. You're like, I guess people having sex parties and stuff at CPAC is what I heard. I didn't see it myself. Allegedly, you know, and I'm like, really? I didn't even expect that. I'm thinking that everybody's going to CPAC, enjoying it, you know, being conservative, and you come away from there, people got all kind of scandals going on. And it's the same thing in people running for office, same thing people running nonprofit organizations. You come to find out these people are not who you think they are. I told you there's a prominent dude that came out against me, and allegedly he's cheating on his wife. And somebody sent my wife text messages as evidence about some of this stuff that's going on. And it's like, dang, man, you never think people really be doing that stuff on the side. You really think people are all in this because they like really care about the country and they care about the movement and they really want to bless people and do what's right and, you know, see these things through, see our freedom through. But that's not really the truth with everybody. Let me move on. I want to play this clip from Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. And this should tell you how deranged people are. Because I would argue 20, 30 years ago, you would never hear a woman talk like this. Or a man. Roll clip 3.
Because let's be clear. This is life-affirming and life-saving healthcare. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
Can you believe somebody was in a relationship with that woman? Somebody was in a relationship with her. Somebody thought well enough of her to be intimate with her at some point. I just think the mindless things that woman just said is mind blowing to me. What are parents thinking today? What a shell of a person to be that naive to say, when your kids tell you what they are, believe them. What do you mean? So my kid want to run around and say, I'm Batman. I got to go put some kryptonite in the house. And like, come on, man. Like, what are y'all even talking about? You know, my son think he a lion half of the time. Like, what are y'all even talking about? And then you would think that I'm just like making this up if people weren't so ridiculous. There are literally kids that go to school and they identify as cats and they put a litter box in the bathroom for that kid. I see people have shown me. It was a teacher that I think she either came on here or she sent me a message, said she quit the school because they literally put a litter box in the bathroom because the kid identified as a cat. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. This is why kids are crazy. They're committing suicide. They're killing other people. They can't get a job. They can't stay on a job because parents today suck. If you think that if your kids tell you who they are, believe them, you're a sorry parent. You're supposed to lead your kids. You're supposed to be able to decipher between fiction and reality for your kids. Your kids shouldn't be telling you I'm a girl and you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know exactly who you are and you're 7 years old. What was I thinking? Well, let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day and it works for me. So go on to relieffactor.com. Check out the reviews, check out the supplements, look at it, then make a decision to get yourself a Relief Factor Quick Starter. And the Relief Factor Quick Starter is a 3-week set of Relief Factor, 3-week dosages of Relief Factor. And so you can take it, you can get it in your system, you can watch it work, you can order more, and then while it's working good for you, you can order more on top of that so you have something that can sustain you for the rest of the year if it works for you that well. Many people that I know, they take it when they're having issues. Some people I know, they take it so that they don't have issues, especially when they're getting ready to run marathons or work out really hard. That's the way they do it. So relieffactor.com or call the number 804-RELIEF.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Break yourself, fool.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Did you just say Princeton beat Arizona and knocked us off? Don't be too happy over there. ASU lost a long time ago. All right, let me get back to the subject at hand. If you're looking for an incredible pillow, all you got to do is go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listening square, put in promo code Brandon, and you will be able to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Incredible pillow. I sleep on it every single night. And I keep telling this story because it just keeps coming to my mind. I just, last night, we got like 15 pillows on the bed. I threw the little stiff pillow off the bed, got my MyPillow, folded it in half, and laid on it like a baby. The pillows are incredible. Go get your pillow today. You know you need one. Quit wasting time. Buy one, get one free offer exclusively for you. Go to MyPillow.com, put in promo code Brandon, and get you some pillows today. All right. Moving on, I think I got a couple people. No, I don't. Let me move on to the Lieutenant Governor, the conversation I had about her and saying that, you know, if your kids tell you who they are, believe them. You know, I don't know how a woman is raised to believe that your kids are telling you that they're trans at 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. My son is 12. There's no way he knows what's going on in the world. There's no way my son could be transgender. Like, I just don't understand how a parent can look their kid in the eye and be like, yeah, you right. You are actually a girl. It's like, bro, you don't know what's going on in the world. I was born during the day. I wasn't born yesterday. I was 12 at one point. I there's no way I understood sex. I understood gender. I was 12. I didn't have any clue. I'm literally on like autopilot based on what I'm digesting as information or digesting in information into my subconscious, into my mind. That's all I really know to be perceived as reality. So if something had happened to me when I was 12 years old, or I felt a certain way, it's easily fixable. You could easily go to counseling and therapy, but you can't be coaching your kids into it. Because nowadays the kids go to school and because they're awkward, they need to be trans. Because you know what, if you're trans, you'll get a lot more attention. You become a special protected group. These kids are somehow sometimes acting out And this is their release. They don't like who they are. They want to reinvent themselves as somebody completely different. They don't like being a boy that's a coward, that's afraid. Daddy wasn't there. Daddy didn't teach them nothing. A beta male, never get a woman. And they don't like that. But they can reinvent themselves as a woman, and they get all the attention that they want. To be honest, if you can be passable, men are hit on you till the cows come home. Men don't really get the attention that women get. Women get a lot of attention. And if you can switch it up and change it up and – but, you know, the funny thing is they don't tell you the truth. They got these kids. My kid knows that he's a transgender, and we want to respect his pronouns and all this stuff. But mama is thinking about her own feelings. She's not thinking about that little boy. Bro, do you know when you get older, you ain't going to get the attention that you see the women get? Because you're going to have to tell another man that you got, you know, you got genitals. You're going to have to tell that to a man. You can't just sneak it up on somebody. You get killed that way. They don't tell you that part. They dress you up, give you a purse. You walk around with your mama. Hey, girl, they call you girl. And so you feel like a girl. They plan it up. But when it comes to love, you ain't going to get no love like your mama and them do, like your sister do, because you got something different going on. You go to the, you know, you go to the, you, your Adam apple popping out. Men ain't gonna, they ain't gonna be attracted to you like that. Some, and then the ones that may be attracted to you, they got a fetish. They're not really attracted to you. They got a fetish. They only thinking about some sexual deviancy with you. They don't really love you. They don't really like you as a person. It's you know, like, I think it's very hard for people who are trans to really find love. I'm not saying that people don't do it, but it's harder than what they're telling you. They're acting like you're going to go into the world and be accepted by everybody. And you have every right that a woman has. Then you get in there and you got to go to the locker room. Oh, you ain't thought about that one, did you? Of course you didn't. You're 7. You haven't thought about that. You haven't thought about you got something growing between your legs. And the thing is either going to be functional or it's not. And what a horrible life to live if your thing ain't functional. Now you like you're trapped in some weird middle ground. Yeah, all right. I know I'm telling the truth. And a lot of people don't like to talk about this, but you know, you lead your children in the path in which they should go. You work with your kid. If my son came to me and said, "Daddy, I'm gay," I would sit him down and I have a conversation. What does that mean, son? What does that mean? That means I'm attracted to boys. In what way? Because you ain't having sex. So what way are you attracted to a boy? You think a boy looks good? That's fine. You can think a boy is handsome. That's fine. That don't mean you got to sleep with him. That don't mean you got to hold a hand. That don't mean you got to be in a relationship with him. Let me just explain to you how this path will go and how this path will go for you. And what do you want out of life? Because you can go on about your life doing this. You ain't going to do it while you're living with me. But when you turn 18, man, you can do whatever you want to do. But let me give you a honest conclusion about what this is going to look like. You with another man, you ain't going to have children. And you can go and adopt kids all you want. You will not have biological children that have your DNA in. You ain't going to do it unless you do some surrogacy stuff. And I don't even know how that all work. But you, for the most part, you're not going to have the experience that me and your mama had. You're not going to be able to experience that. Are you okay with that? When you become intimate, you know, the stuff that men on men stuff do, that's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for you. You're going to be, you have to wear a diaper after a while. Come on. Can I keep it real? When you go through the back door too much, or you go down the wrong way street too much, that ain't supposed to work like that. So then people have what they call, and I'm going to be graphic with you, they call leakage. That means it ain't, your stuff ain't working right. And stuff just come out of there. You need to, after a while, some men need to wear Pampers and they need to do stuff because the butthole messed up. You're going to be doing stuff like that. This is what can happen to you. It's not all roses and rainbows. HIV virus run rampant amongst homosexual men. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I told y'all, man, I keep it real. I'm just the conversation I'm having right now is the same thing I'll be having with somebody face to face. I ain't holding back. We got to keep it real. But I want you guys to stream Against All Odds, Israel Survives for free on Salem Now. The docudrama showcases the unwavering faith and the miraculous events that shape Israel's survival. So if you're interested in Israel's survival and the story of Israel, watch Against All Odds, Israel Survival right now for free on SalemNow.com. I would have that conversation with my son and give him a realistic perspective and say, when you're 18, you can make that decision on your own. You're an adult, but I just want to prep you for what is to come. Don't let these people lie to you and think you're going to have some glorious life and you're going to live happily ever after. You got to weigh your cost. Is this what you want to do? And let me help you. You know, go to therapy. I think you talk it through. I don't know. But I'm going to help you until you're 18. That's what I'm going to do as a parent. I'm not going to acquiesce to you. Oh, they need crucial puberty blockers. Man, if God wanted you to be a woman, he made you a woman. Why you need puberty blockers if you meant to be a woman? You know, I think it's very interesting. It's like the human race is weird to me. You say, I feel like a woman. Isn't that enough? Oh, but you need to look like a woman. Okay, go look like an ugly woman. Oh, you don't want to look like an ugly woman. You want to look like a beautiful woman. That's interesting. Just like the Dylan Mulvaney, the dude that turned into a girl, the celebrity trans person, went and got facial surgery to look like a beautiful woman. Isn't that interesting? Because you don't want to just feel like a woman. You want the benefits of being a beautiful woman. You don't want to just present yourself as a woman. You know, it's funny to me that people go throughout life doing this stuff and we all pass it off as, oh, they were born this way, they were born this way. Man, maybe one person. But the rest of y'all got something going on that if you actually had parents that loved you and that supported you through your conflict and navigated you to the right way, I think majority of these people who claim to be gay today wouldn't be gay, or lesbian wouldn't be lesbian. And there's some of them, maybe there's some of them that are born that way, they're going to be lesbian no matter what. I don't know. And to be honest, just because you like women don't mean you have to date women. Just because you have a lust for women don't mean you can't get married to a man and live a happy life. It's a choice. And you can choose to pursue your own lusts, or you could choose to pursue something that's in your best interest. It's really that simple. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Take off your shoes. Come on in. Come on in.
The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. Check this out. I want you to listen to this clip and tell me what you think. I'm not going to tell you what the clip is about. Listen to the clip. You can't tell me. You got to, like, I don't know, think to yourself, and then I can deduce what you're probably thinking. Maybe that'd be better. Clip 4, Rota clip.
What is the actual role on a daily basis as you have found it?
Well, I have the great privilege of serving with Joe Biden, who was president of the United States.
Oh, my God, she's annoying.
Right. Right. Exactly right. Exactly right.
But,
and was vice president, right?
Does that affect it? Does he understand what it's like to be a vice president?
He does. And he really is a true partner, and he understands the job. And remember, we came in during the height of the pandemic.
Yes.
And so much of the work was about, okay, we've got to cover a lot of bases, and let's figure out how between us we can do it. But he is an extraordinary leader, and I wish that people could see what I see, because there's only one person who sits behind that resolute desk. And the decisions that person has to make are the decisions that nobody else in the country can make. And he's an extraordinary leader.
to answer the real question.
That's an excellent answer. And the question was, what is the job of the vice president? And your answer is part of the job, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, my job is to do, I mean, for example, I'll tell you, I was recently in Munich at the Munich Security Conference. Yes. And the job there was to stand up. And as you know, most of my career I spent as a prosecutor. And I declared that we, the United States of America, believe that Russia has committed crimes against humanity. Yes.
What is and the significance?
That's her job. I declared that they did this. These people are faker than a $3 bill. I try to not be biased, right? I mean, because of course I can't stand Democrats. I think the party is evil. However, I'm sure there's individuals that are not evil individuals. They probably are acting in good faith. They're just ignorant to what their party has done. And people say the same thing about Republicans. So, I mean, that's a moot point. So I'm trying not to be completely biased, but she is a unintelligent woman. I don't understand how you can be that age with that much experience in politics and you can't even give a politically correct answer. She literally could not answer her role as vice president. I'm telling you guys, they put these two foolish people as placeholders. Kamala Harris ain't really doing nothing. She holds the title. She holds the title. Because she's supposed to be representing black people to get ignorant black people to vote for Democrats. And unfortunately, that's 80% of ignorance. 80% of the electorate in the black community is ignorance, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. Y'all could disagree with me. But when 80% plus 90% of black people vote for Democrats, I can't even use another word but ignorant. You have to be ignorant. And that means that you're just not informed. And I hate to say that many black folks are not informed, but I have no other choice. What reason would black people vote for Democrats in 2020 all the way up to 2024? What reason would black people vote for Democrats? Like, clearly, many who vote for Democrats are arguing that America has not been good to them. Well, you've been voting for the same people, and your American experience ain't improving. What do you think you should do then? I don't understand how. Let me tell you this. I'm always getting on black people, man, because nobody else will. It's like the kid that's acting up in the classroom and nobody want to say anything to him. You just let him act up and then everybody just turn a blind eye like it ain't happening. And somebody finally stand up and say, yeah, he need to stop. You need to stop him. He's disrupting everybody and nobody's saying nothing but me. Now I got to be the bad guy. Well, you look at it. P. Diddy and some of these other famous black people who have a lot of influence on black America. They came out all hot talking all this jazz about, we shouldn't just vote for one party and be a monolith and we need to hold the parties accountable. And I think one time he said, I ain't voting this election until Democrats do something for us or something, he said. Turn around, voted straight for Democrats. It's like, put two and two together, black America. If you vote for one party, you lose both parties. Because the one party that you're loyal to ain't got to do nothing because you ain't going to do nothing but vote for them anyway. It don't matter how bad your schools get. It matter how bad your community get. How much, you know, you're struggling in this country. They don't care because you're going to vote for them anyway. You have no leverage by voting for one party. And then the other party never have to do anything to accommodate for you. All they have to do is get more white and Hispanics to vote and your vote don't count. It's just that simple. Donald Trump got elected with like 6% of the black vote. That essentially means he don't need y'all's vote to win an election. Republicans are winning with everybody else. And therefore, Republicans can actually have a platform where they never have to address anything that black people want. Anything that will help the black community. They don't even have to address it because you ain't voting for them anyway. They can just do whatever they can for Hispanic and white. They ain't got to worry about y'all waste campaign money going into the neighborhoods. They'll let y'all keep voting for the Democrats. They don't need you to win. And therefore, you lose on both sides. That's like having a woman that you date and you put all your eggs in one basket. And you say, hey, I know we're on our first date, but I'm not even thinking about dating somebody else. I'm only thinking about you, baby. No matter what you do, I'm going to still take you on a date. And I'll be committed to you in a relationship no matter how you treat me. Just want you to know that before we go on our second date. And so what do you think that woman, especially if that woman don't have good intentions, what do you think she's going to do? She's going to be talking to all kind of other men and treating you all kind of ways because you ain't got no standard. You ain't going to hold her accountable. You're going to let her do whatever she want to do. That's exactly what's happening in the city. And that's why Kamala Harris was somehow elected to be black, because they knew they could just put anybody in there. Kamala Harris, when she was elected as a senator, she was the first Indian senator. She was the first Indian American senator. She was not black. They never called her black. Her family showed up in Indian garb. She was the first Indian president. I mean, Indian senator. Hope I wasn't saying president. Senator. And then, because people don't do no research, they don't look at no history, they say, we have no respect for black electorate. They're not, they're ignorant. We're just going to turn this in. This is not what they're saying, not me. We're going to turn this Indian into a black woman and make her the first black vice president. And all of them going to vote for us. Watch. They turned the Indian, and now she's the first black vice president, and they threw her in there. Barack Obama, the first African-American president. No, he wasn't. He wasn't. But yet and still, they called him African-American president because they picked him and said, oh, we got this election sold up. All we got to do is get a black man in there, and he can be the first black president. And we do it on our party, so we look like the uniting party, and we're going to get votes from everywhere because white people who are on the Republican side are sick of being called a racist. So a lot of them are going to vote for Barack Obama because they're sick of it and they want to change in the country, even if it's not realized change. It's just fictitious change. And then we're going to tell all the black people that this is the first black president when he's actually biracial. But, you know, that's how it go. Only Brandon to tell you the truth about it. All righty. Now, if Kamala Harris isn't the most mindless person on planet Earth, her husband, listen to what he said about comparing parents going to these school board meetings to the Holocaust. Wrote a clip. Clip five.
To talk about how we can combat hate and anti-Semitism. I also met some Ukrainian refugees who were there, and we need to support them. And I met one woman who was saved in the Holocaust in Germany, settled in Ukraine, and is now a refugee again back in Berlin, where she originally left as a Jew in the Holocaust. So you can't. These are the stories that are happening out there.
So pretty much what he was saying, that it says the hate that he see in these school board meetings similar to the hate that led to the Holocaust. The dumbest statement, almost the dumbest statement I've ever heard. Hold the phone, I'll be back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Offset Show. There's opportunities that come up in life to bless other people. And I believe God has called us, those who are blessed, who have faith, to bless other people who are in need. And I know we have a lot of need here on the home turf, but also have a lot of need in our Western Hemisphere. And one thing that I find to be very interesting and rewarding about working with the Food for the Poor organization, which is a Christian relief organization, nonprofit organization, is that assisting Food for the Poor and helping people in Central America it goes a long way. I was shocked when they told me you only need $72 to feed two kids two meals a day for an entire year. $72 will take a kid, will feed a kid for an entire year. $72. I mean, it's just like, it makes me rethink my life when I think about how much value we could add to the lives of people in other countries. And yeah, of course, we got things in our own country, but these are brothers and sisters as well. It's not like God isolated us in the United States of America and said, hey, you're on your own, everybody else. It's like, no, these are, you know, men and women, our brothers and sisters in Christ. In many of these places, we're sharing the gospel through Food for the Poor, and we also are going to give them food. The Bible says faith without works is dead. People say that they have faith in God. They say they believe in God. They say the prayers. But then are you actively doing what you should do and what you can do? If you are praying that these people get food, but you're not feeding them, then what are you really praying for? So here's an opportunity for those of us that have to give and that believe that God will return it back to you. And like, you're not going to go without if you give, which is the better way to say it. Go to theofficetatum.com, click on the banner at the very top of my website. And then you can go there to donate a tax deductible donation to Food for the Poor. Or you can text Tatum to 91999. That's text Tatum to 91999, and we'll send you a link, and then you can follow that link and give a donation. All right. I want to play the rest of that clip I had in the previous segment, the clip of Kamala Harris's husband. Can we just play that whole clip over again? I want to start from the beginning because it kind of got caught off and it was in a weird contextual thing. So listen to what cackling Kamala's husband said. Wrote a clip.
To talk about how we can combat hate and anti-Semitism. I also met some Ukrainian refugees who were there, and we need to support them. And I met one woman who was saved in the Holocaust in Germany, settled in Ukraine, and is now a refugee again back in Berlin, where she originally left as a Jew in the Holocaust. So you can't. These are the stories that are happening out there. And so this stuff is so important. This hate is interconnected. You see it in the discourse in the country right now. You see it in the divide that we have, and that just going to the school meeting, you see that hate that is out there. We've got to step up and speak out, and we've got to call out the cowards out there. People, as my wife likes to say, these so-called leaders, but she's right, because you can't be in leadership if you're not going to lead. And
man, why are you talking about your wife like that, bro? These people say you can see the hatred in the school board meetings. How is, you know, I'm not really familiar with what school board meetings talking about, unless he's talking about the conservatives who are challenging the school for putting pornography in the classroom. You know, I often wonder with people on the left, it's mind-numbing to me. And I'm sure they feel the same way about conservatives. It's mind-numbing, though. It's like, wait a minute, slow down a minute. Do you think that that's okay to put in a school? Like, can we agree if a book is talking about giving oral sex in a middle school or elementary school, that they probably shouldn't have that book in the school library for kids to get exposed to? Can we all agree? Or do you think it's okay for your kid to learn about oral sex in the second grade? Third grade, fourth grade. Can we come to a consensus on some of this stuff? Like, can we agree that drag queen story hour has no place in children's school? It has no place. Can we agree? That don't mean you hate cross dressers or drag queens. That's not what it means. It just means that that's an adult function with adult content that should not be presented in the schools. I think we should all agree to that. I think we all agree that we don't want our country to be inhabitable. But can't we all agree that turning every car into an electric car is not even feasible? California can't even keep up with the electric grid right now. They had a little heat wave and everything going to crap. The governor had to get on TV and tell you to turn your air conditioner up. And there's not even a fraction of the cars in California are electric cars. They got rolling blackouts in California. And you think they're going to add another 7 million electric cars to the grid? These people are not even being honest. I don't have to be a scientist or a rocket scientist to understand that that math just don't add up to me. Y'all already have an electrical problem. You're going to add millions. Where are you going to put the docks to charge these cars at? And where are you getting the energy from? Because we all know that solar panels is not sustainable energy. On smaller levels, like your house or something, maybe that's enough energy draw. You live in a sunny place with sunny all the time. You get an overcast with solar panels. If you don't have backup energy, then you're screwed. And everybody knows that. That's why solar panels aren't prolific in Washington and in Oregon. Because you can't get any solar energy in the overcast. It's just mathematically not even feasible. You know, Michael Moore had a documentary, and the reason you don't hear about it because he was literally dissing liberals, and he exposed them. And I'm not even a Michael Moore fan, but I watched it objectively, and I'm like, that makes sense. It's all a hoax. He was at a smart plant, like a headquarters of one of these places that are supposed to be going green and smart, and it had a little electric car plug-in. And he said, hey, isn't that plugged into the grid? And isn't the grid at that power plant that's burning fossil fuels? Like, aren't you guys hypocrites? Then he went to an event that was a green event that had solar panels out there. And guess what they had in the back of the event? A generator. And ladies and gentlemen, guess what happened that day? It was overcast. The power went out. They had to go to a gas generator. It's like, it's not even real, but the talking points sound real. The talking points sound genuine, but the realistic application is not even functionally real. And I believe the same thing is with the transgenders in sports. When you talk about it, it sounds stupid to me, but you can convince others. But when you see it for yourself, there's no way that makes any sense. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. Gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at the Officer Tatum on all social media platforms. I'll tell you about the Salem News Channel. If you're looking to watch the first part of my show syndicated live, you want to watch it and listen at the same time, and not just listen in your car, listen on a device, you can go to Salem News Channel and you can watch not only my show, but all of the hosts on Salem from early in the morning all the way to in the evening when I do my show. You can download the Salem News Channel on your app, on your iPhone or Android, or if you have the Roku, just put in a search Salem News Channel and you will find the Salem News Channel right there. Download it, watch it, and enjoy. All right. Let me continue to move on. Call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Continue to question in my mind, you know, what is really going on with these individuals that are liberal leftists? I just watched a video right now on my phone during the break where I witnessed on the phone. It's a video. I'm going to do a video on my YouTube about it. I have to. We can't do it on the radio because it's too much cussing and N-words. And two black men pull up on two black boys selling waters on the side of the road and robbed them in broad daylight. And recorded it, videotaped it. Humiliating them. Saying that they're going to come back and kill them. Made them empty their pockets. Calling them the N-word. One of the boys looked like he was chilling. The other one looked terrified. And you know, it's crazy to me because nobody's ever going to reference that. Nobody's ever going to talk about it. Nobody's going to bring it up. But those are real fears being a young black man in America, is that other brothers that look like you will rob you, kill you, hate you, steal from you, molest you. You go down the list. But then society and its mainstream society tells you the white man is for you to fear. I remember growing up and going down and walking down the street. Certain streets you couldn't even go down because you were afraid somebody that looked like you were going to run up on you. But the narrative in the mainstream is that it's white supremacy. It's just crazy to me, man. I wish these things would change, but, well, sadly, I don't know if they will. But anyway, let me move on. It was another article that I wanted to talk about. If you guys been following the James O'Keefe situation, I don't know if you know who James O'Keefe is. He used to work with Project Veritas. They fired him. But he announced a new project following his departure from the Project Veritas. The project is going to be on O'Keefe, got to put the F in there, mediagroup.com. It says the video posted to Twitter, O'Keefe announced that he announced the creation of the O'Keefe Media Group, which will include a handful of dedicated journalists with whom he has long connections or collaborations with. And in a statement, he said, I spent 14 years creating the most efficient, effective, nonprofit newsroom this country has ever seen, he said. And paving the way to establish citizen journalism, I have been defamed, arrested, raided, and ultimately removed from the organization. I spent so much time developing developing the credibility of. We're going to build an army of investigators and exposers. They have awakened a sleeping giant. I'm back, is what James O'Keefe said. I think that's pretty awesome for him to do that. Hopefully he's not really a douchebag and I missed it. I don't know if I can say that on the radio. All right, let me go to another caller, Kevin from California. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Well, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
How you doing, Officer Tatum? Yeah, I'm listening to you. I hope everybody else does, because I put you on every day. I was wanting to comment on this hate thing that Kamala Harris's knucklehead husband was talking about. Which way does that go? I'm seeing that these parents show up there to complain about what their kids are being taught and what's being shoved down their throats and what they should be being taught, if you get my drift.
Oh, 1,000%. I think they're justified. And,
exactly. They hate only yeah. There's no hate there. That's just wise things that they should be doing. They're all in one boat. They're all in one boat. They all try to think the same. This is all deliberate stuff, as far as I'm concerned. I heard a great lady on TV
right,
say
Kevin,
the same thing. They
Kevin, hold on 1 second. I got to go to the break. I'm sorry. I'll get back to you after the break. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it works well for me. I'm encouraging you guys to go on and take Relief Factor. You know, get started with the 3-year quick starter. Therefore, you can get it, you can try it, watch it work, and then order more. So relieffactor.com, or you can call the number 800-4-RELIEF. The reason that I support Relief Factor and the reason I tell you guys every single day is because it actually works. Significant amount of people that I know, all you got to do is look at the reviews if you don't want to believe me, that have taken Relief Factor and it has helped them tremendously. My lower back is the biggest problem that I ever had, and taking Relief Factor made it feel so much better. And I would associate it with the inflammation issue that Relief Factor releases you from. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Make sure you go on to MyPillow.com. That is MyPillow.com to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. If you're looking for a pillow that's comfortable, durable, with a cool feel to it when you lay your head on it at night, go to MyPillow.com and get this incredible pillow. All you got to do is put in discount code Brandon. You can get the buy one, get one free offer on a MyPillow 2.0. So consider getting you an incredible pillow. Buy one for you, get your wife the other one, or you can get two for yourself if you're a bachelor. You need two pillows on your bed at least so you don't look like you're in a prison cell. So get two pillows for the price of one at MyPillow.com. All right, I got a couple people calling in. Let me see. I'll go with Kevin. I need to go back with Kevin. Let me get back with Kevin on the phone. All right, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for bringing me back, man. I just had to comment on that, and this I just can't believe the stuff I hear from you. I already know it, but I just to hear it again. This transgender, this, you know, puberty blockers, hormone, and I'm just unbelievable. You know, and I know, our parents back in the day, that would never, ever, ever happen. Never. They'd be down there so fast and make your head spin. And they'd be changing this stuff all around. They wouldn't let it even get that far. But I'm just saying, I hear this stuff, and it's just one thing after another, one thing after another. Everything's done deliberate. They want to change it all around. They want to change everything around, but it ain't going to go quite that way. That's what they're thinking, but it's not going to go that way. So that's about all I got, but I'm still listening to you every day. I know a lot of other people are too. So that's what I wanted to say.
I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you so much. I agree. I mean, it's so wacky. I don't know if they either move too fast or we too slow to realize what's going on, but the stuff that they doing is crazy. I don't even know how they thought they can get away with this, but I guess they have a little bit. Let me go with, is it Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Jeremiah, welcome back. Welcome to the Off-Stadium Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, I just wanted to say, first off, thank you for everything you do, representing the truth every day. We appreciate it because it's craziness in this world. I just wanted to get your opinion. What do you think the end game is for all this leftism and the current regime trying to destroy the country? Like, why do they want to destroy the country that they live in? Like, what is it that's going to benefit them if, at the end of all of this, they do end up destroying our country?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think that they don't see it as destroying our country. I think they see it as reimagining our country as a leftist utopia with the government running everything and everybody subservient to the government. I think they just don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in the fact that we have inalienable rights. They literally think we're smarter than you dumb people, and we're going to control everything you do and leave it up to us, the government. And people are hungry for power. And I think that's what the left side is doing, is that the ends will justify the means. So that means breaking this country down to its knees in order for them to gain ultimate power and live in this utopia where everybody's confused and everybody's gay and lesbian and bi and, you know, I want to say other words, but some things I can't say on the radio, but everybody's just, you know, living this, what they call free lifestyle. And that's not reality. And I think this utopia haven't been thought through. And I think some of these people are actually suffering from a mental illness. And that's why they have this false sense of reality. And they're going to end up inevitably hurting the country. Because I don't think they think it will. But we know the math. We know 2 + 2 = 4. They trying to make 2 + 2 = 5. And that's not the way mathematics work. That's not the way the country work. Raising taxes on the wealthy sound cute. But it's not essentially what they're doing and what they can do. Wealthy people will never pay as much tax percentage as the rest of us. I think they just will never do it. If you own your own business, you're an entrepreneur, there's so many things you can write off on your taxes. There's so many things that you can do to divert taxes. They got lawyers that they pay on retainer to find ways for them not to pay taxes. Investing in property, counting losses. I mean, you know, it's crazy because if a company, I don't know, I'm just giving an example. If you end up taking a tremendous loss in your company, but you use the bank's money to make money, you can count that loss against your taxes, and you can essentially pay a very, very small amount of taxes. Donald Trump counted almost a $1 billion loss, and he had to pay zero taxes. And there's ways that you can strategically do that. If you got a lot of money, you got money managers and CPAs that understand that. So they can say all they want to make the wealthy pay taxes. It's all a facade. Wealthy people pay more taxes generally by creating value than anybody else in the world. Elon Musk, all the people that work at Tesla, they all have to pay taxes. Tesla have to pay payroll tax. How do you know, Mr. Tatum? Because I got to do the same thing with my company. I pay payroll tax. Don't benefit me whatsoever as a company, but that's what I have to do. I have to contribute to payroll tax. You know, and then the people that are working for me, and when they get their checks, of course they have to pay taxes out of that check. which I take it out in payroll tax, but I still have to pay a portion of their taxes. And then you look at it like this. Anything they buy, they have to pay taxes on. They got to pay tax on taxed money. And then at the end of the year, the profit of the business, I get taxed on. It's crazy for them to even think about, you know, railroading big companies and corporations who add a tremendous amount of value. But that's what they do. And to answer your question, I just really think that they believe in their heart, because they're delusional and evil, and many of them, that they're doing the right thing when we're going to turn into Venezuela. Because I'm sure they thought Venezuela was, they were doing the right thing too, and now look at them. And we're warning them, but they're not listening. So how much time I got? 40 seconds. Okay. All right. So I think that kind of answers that question. But watching them young boys get robbed like that, I know I'm jumping a little bit, but watching those young black boys get robbed like that was just sad for me to see. I had looked at it again, and, you know, it's just sad, man. They ain't going to get no T-shirts. They ain't going to get no GoFundMes. They ain't nobody care. And I think that the destruction in the black community is because the black leaders turn a blind eye to it, because they don't care. They really don't care. It's all a money grab for them. They push a social justice warriorship where they can find it in the rest of the world, but they overlook their own community. I want to tell you guys about Save the Storks. Save the Storks is a wonderful nonprofit organization. They help young women all over the United States of America. And the benefit of Save the Storks, they have these cool stork buses. And so when young women are en route or going past one of these stork buses, it gives them an opportunity to get information inside, especially women who are going to have an abortion at Planned Parenthood. They can stop inside the stork bus first, and they get a free ultrasound, and they have compassionate people there to support women to give life or to give their child up for adoption. They don't support them into murdering their kid. And the beauty of it is, after they make the decision for life, they also, Save the Storks, help them. So not only are the stork buses profitable for that, they also help them. And I want you guys to become a monthly partner. So $35 a month will help a woman all the way through the process. So give $35, become a partner, SaveTheStorks.org. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. All right, let me get another caller in. Janet from Tampa, Florida. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yes, good evening. So I love your last caller's question, and I love how you answered it. What's in it? You know, what is the motivation behind an American that would want this extreme left socialism, whatever you want to call, is going on? I'm trying to understand what is in it for the average citizen, the democratic citizen, the liberal citizen. Do they expect it to be a good thing for them?
What was that last word?
Do they anticipate that this would be a good life for their grandchildren, their children? You know, average citizen.
I think that they do. I think they think so. I think they think it is, but they're deceived, right? Wow. I think they're just deceived. I think people really look at conservatives as if we're crazy and we're Nazis and we hate people, and they believe that the way they do things makes sense, and that they're philanthropic and they're loving, and they're just deceived.
Yes. Yep. So they literally believe that. They believe it is a better way of life. Their way is a better way of life for everybody.
I think some people do. I think some of them are evil. But I think most of the people, they just believe that that's the right way, you know. So, but Janet, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Yeah, these people think that, I think they do. Like, they think that Drag Queen Story Hour is, like, somehow liberating. They think that wearing a pin with the LGBTQ flag on it and standing up and saying, when our kids tell us who they are, believe them, that's virtuous. And that's being stunning and brave. And it's like, do you understand that, like, you guys think it's cute right now, but these people have to live this life out. They got to actually go out in the world and be trans. It sounds cute and cool and liberating, and then you get out there and it's nothing that they tried to play it out to be. You know, it's very weird, because just imagine a girl turning into a man. You can be a man until you have to be a man. That's the problem. Like, you a man until you have to produce. And then you get with a woman and they're like, hey, wait a minute. You're not even really a man. Like, what are you doing? And then just imagine the shame and regret that a person feel when they get rejected like that. And it's like, you telling me that I went through all this transition. I've been taking hormones for 2 years and I never quite get the respect that I'm expecting to get as a man. It's deception. It's delusional. Instead of us helping these people, we're thrusting them into this lifestyle until they all crash and burn. And there may be a few people that live life happy as a trans person, but I think the majority of them either are barely surviving or they're hanging on. All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. No, I won't. I'm out. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.